It's Manus Lahorn with RMI. I'm standing with Cross McGlenn's co-monitor Archie McConville. Just giving him a wee second here, getting a fair bit of attention. Glad to get a hold of you, Archie. You're a popular man after the full-time whistler. Great victory for your club today.
Yeah, it was a brilliant victory. We expected, you know, Hearts to really put it up to us today. Probably for them, they'd be disappointed that didn't really materialise for them. But to be honest, the only thing we can do is just plan for ourselves. How did, you know, we foresee how the day is going to go and take it from there. But, you know, we'd be very, very happy with the way it ended up today. There's passages of football that we wouldn't be that happy with, and there's periods of the game that we wouldn't be that happy with. But at the same time, look at, you know, we won the game. We prepare for the next game now. The next set of circumstances are completely different. Looking forward to it, though. Looking forward to trying to get a run in Ulster.
And that's what I was talking to John after the semi-final victory, and he wasn't too content. He said that there's a lot of things he wasn't happy about, but then I got talking, a lot of the Cross McGlenn supporters talking to Joe Kieran at half-time. A lot of people believe that you're getting in the full flow now, more match day practice, you're hitting your full throttle.
Well, that's the thing we really have struggled with, is the fact that we've had very little games. I mean, Cully Hannah was we played Sarsfields the first round challenge, but that's a long, long time ago. We got a bit of a run out the last day against Cully Hannah. Today, you know, was a game we had to really prepare for. Harps gave us a bit of a trimming in the league, and I suppose. And I suppose, you know, we from that point, you know, we started focusing on them. We heard them, we were going to be playing them in the final, prepare for them as diligently as we could. And, you know, a lot of things that we planned for sort of materialised today. That's not the way it works every day, but yeah, that's sort of the way it worked today. And we were glad of getting a game from a very well organised team. As I say, I don't think they were brilliant today, but, you know, we did what I suppose we do best. We won the final, you know, and that's what it's about.
And Oisín, you do give honest opinions now. Looking into Ulster and potentially, I do use the word potentially, All-Ireland, what do you believe you can achieve this year?
I think we can achieve what we want to achieve. I think if we're focused enough, if we're able to, you know, set our goals that little bit higher, I think there's definitely an Ulster Championship in us. I mean, it'd be stupid to say anything different, because that's what we set our sights on at the start of the year. You know, if we're honest, myself and John Mack didn't take over this team to win county titles. You know, we were looking further afield.
Yeah.
Whether that happens or not is another thing. That's certainly what we're preparing for, you know.
No problem, Oisín. Best of luck in Ulster, and I look forward to reporting on your future games, all right?
Thanks very much.